And action. Hello, everyone. What up, y'all? Let's let that music fade it out. All right. So we are here on, oh, look at the cheese that slid off.
The quarantine edition.
Yes, the quarantine edition. So, you know, we can't gather in crowds right now. So basically all we have are like apps like this. Podbean and YouTube and other channels that we can watch.
Yeah.
Other humans. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Most definitely. So we're going to start off with what we're eating tonight.
Introduce myself.
Oh, let me introduce myself. My name is Ashley.
And I'm Thimberly.
And we are the sisters.
So, I got a cough.
Uh-oh, she has a cough. Uh-oh. I think she put too much spice in her food.
Coughing on eating the asparagus.
So today is free-for-all Fridays part duh. You know, we did one last night with Mr. Sippy. He's not with us tonight. Because, you know, Saturday night is for the sisters. So, what are we going to talk about tonight?
What are we eating and what are we drinking?
Right. So, what are we eating?
So, this is a recipe I found with asparagus. They have asparagus everywhere. So, first of all, it's full of, like, vitamin C, full of good vitamins. Mm. So, I had to jump on it. But I'd never made it before. So, I looked up a good recipe with... it's three very simple ingredients. Fresh garlic. I put a little butter in mine, but it's garlic, olive oil. Yeah. Garlic and olive oil, basically.
And bacon bits.
Mm-hmm. So I used fresh garlic, blended it up with the butter. I melted the butter. And then I've drizzled it over there and I put some seasonings, you know, pink Himalayan salt. Pepper, garlic powder, Italian seasoning, and parsley flakes. And I let it roast for 10 minutes. And then after that, I just cut the cheese, the provolone.
Cut the cheese?
Ew. Slice the cheese, rather. Slice it thinly. And then just let it melt on top for 5 minutes in the oven. And after that, it's done. So actually, the Brussels sprouts are kind of crunchy, but you can still get the flavor. Oh, and I sprinkle some.
Is this asparagus or Brussels sprouts?
Asparagus. I said Brussels sprouts? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I meant Brussels asparagus. Sorry. The long spears.
the Brussels sprouts are the balls, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're good, too.
The little balls.
They're good roast, yeah. Oh, yeah, we got asparagus. It's delicious. And we can post a picture if y'all want to see it.
On the ground.
Hmm.
People love the gram.
Love the gram.
All right. So.
Oh, we're drinking.
We're drinking.
Bombay and pineapple.
Pineapple juice.
With a little chaser later.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. So, let's see.
Quarantine.
We're talking about what we did today.
What
are
you doing?
So, I went to this place in Maryland. It's spelled like Bowie, B-O-W-I-E, but it's pronounced as Bowie. I don't know, I feel weird saying that because it looks like Bowie. So today was my first time going there.
Really? And I ever?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I went to a meeting where I met with my friend, and she and her partner, they do credit repair. So they're like credit specialists. And they also offer other services and everything. So it was pretty cool. We had a good meeting. The pictures are on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, you know, because people love the gram. And so...
Who people in particular?
What, love the gram?
Yeah, who in particular?
The millennials, right?
Oh, yeah.
So are you a millennial?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So for all you awesome millennials... I did that for you. What's up, guy? Somebody popped in. Are you on lockdown tonight too? This is the quarantine edition. Are you staying safe and healthy and sanitized? Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's all we can do right now, right? So anyway, after that, I came over to see my sister. And we're supposed to get ready for the gym.
You vegged out for a while.
Oh, yeah, we ended up eating our leftovers. Mm-hmm. Then we sat there
well,
for a minute.
Mine were gone.
Yeah, hers are gone.
Mine left this world. Yeah,
hers left the world. And then so we went to the beauty store. Mm. And there's just like this weird guy there. Oh my gosh, this weird guy. So. You know, when you go to a beauty store, if you're a guy, you go to the beauty store, you're usually with your girl.
Or you're looking for some man products.
Oh, yeah. Or you're looking for like some manscaping products. But this guy, he just walks in.
Drinking a soda.
Drinking a soda or something.
He's shopping for ladies.
Yeah, he's shopping for ladies. Mm-hmm. And he asks the cashier guy for something and they walk away. And then, you know, I don't look anymore because I'm, like, buying my stuff.
Yeah.
So then somehow he ends up at the door.
Right.
So when my sister and I were walking out, he, like, follows us.
Like clothes.
Like clothes.
Like almost on my heels.
Like he was, like, looking at us, like, in an unholy way.
Crazy.
So I turn around, you know, like I'm hard, like I'm going to do something. You know, hey, don't push me. I will go
like
there.
You let him see that you were looking at him.
Yeah, like, I did. Like, I just straight stopped turning around.
Yeah, because like,
he said something.
Like, I don't bite.
Yeah, and then so, you know, we kept walking. And then my sister has this, like, little
crochet needle
in her hand. Like, she's going to, like, jab somebody. Like, shake him. I'm like, oh, my gosh, right? So then he read something off the back of my car. He's like, oh, positivity. Like, oh, hurry up. So he walks off somewhere. I don't know. He goes and like, because it's like in a mini mall.
Like a strip mall.
Yeah, a strip mall. So he walks off somewhere. And then we're like, okay, he's gone.
Yeah.
So then we go to the gym.
Lo and behold.
And who do we see at the counter?
I don't know what he was saying. Like,
he's at the gym where we are. We're like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to go in there. And then so he walks like to the back of the gym. Where,
like that's where the hydrotherapy, like the thing you lay down in. And you get the water.
Like
jet.
What the heck is
but he was
doing
like dressed in street clothes. Like,
yeah. So that was just really, really weird. And then so like we're working out. We're like, okay, he's gone. He's wherever. And then he comes back out.
I didn't see him that. You saw him again?
I saw him when he came back out. And then he stood at the counter again.
Really?
For a long time. Like, this time. Because I saw his jeans, you know, from where we were angled. And then, like, he disappeared. I didn't see him walk by the window.
It was weird.
I don't know. I, like he just disappeared. Like, it was just weird. You know, like, why was he hanging out in the beauty store? He wasn't with the girl. He wasn't buying any manscaping products. Like, that was just crazy.
Oh, weird.
It made me, like, take out my taser. You know, because I will tase somebody if they get close to me. You get close to me, you will get electrocuted. Remember that.
Weird. Yeah. He was
and kick where it hurts. So I'm just saying.
I say yes.
But that was just crazy.
Yeah.
So that was our day. At the beauty store.
We worked out.
And then we worked out. We worked out hard. We did those rope things.
Yeah. Oh, that was, I like
was
that.
It was fun, right?
I like that.
For 30 seconds. So that was pretty cool.
Three sets for
30 seconds.
Yeah. We didn't just work out for 30 seconds.
No, we didn't work out for 30 seconds.
We did core.
A mini core workout.
Yeah.
So.
And it lasted an hour though.
It did.
Oh, again,
I think you need at least 2 hours in the gym.
You got to get every, if you're having, yeah, if you're working on a certain body part to get everything and every part of it, I think you do.
What do you think, boo-boo? Is that boo-boo? How many hours do you spend in the gym? Do you go to the gym? Yes, no, maybe so. But yeah, well, you know, That's our thing on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. We do our show. We do the gym. Today it was kind of opposite. But then we went to vitamin shop to get some stuff.
Herbal supplements.
Oh, somebody just stepped on a dog out there. Did you hear that? And so we did that. And there's like nobody.
Oh, yeah. Tell them about the gym. How it's no one.
Oh, yeah. So we're in the gym, right?
Yeah. And so social distancing.
And so they have social distancing now.
Yeah.
And so when you go into the gym, you can't even like, because my sister and I, we like to work out next to each other because that's how we
motivate each other.
Yeah, motivate each other and stay up with our time.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a sign on every other machine.
This one's not available.
That this one's broken. It's not available. Yeah. It's not working. We're like, what is that?
I was about to move it.
And they were like, oh, the management said we have to do it because of the virus. Mm-hmm. We're like, wow.
I've never.
And so they're doing that at all of the gyms.
That's the last thing I would have thought of seeing today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, because we were like, I was like, are they taking this time to do maintenance? Because, you know, there's nobody in here, right? And then I was like, Ashley, it's social distancing. They don't want people to be side by side.
That's what I said. I was like, they don't want us together.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. You know, so, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Like, I know we have to take the precautions and right. stuff, but.
If you come into the gym, you already know that you're going to make contact with people. You know you're going to touch stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm kind of prepared for that there. So I'm taking the necessary precautions, like washing my hands, swabbing down the machine, you know.
But to me, when MRSA was out, that was more scary to me in the gym than this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because like MRSA, you got it from like the sweat.
Yeah.
Or something. Then you got like boils. And,
oh, God.
And it was stuff that you couldn't get rid of. Mm-hmm. Almost like.
Remember I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had something when you got a tattoo. Or,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like.
And I had several outbreaks of that. Like, I remember the first one was like on my stomach. The next one was on my, right here, on my elbow. The next one was like on my cheek.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and the doctor gave me this weak little antibiotic. Yeah. And I think that finally, or did I end up going back again?
Yeah, you went back again.
Yeah. Because I don't think what he gave me was strong enough.
It's crazy.
It's horrible because you keep outbreaking. And it's so painful. So painful. It was painful.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'd be more afraid of that.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah,
you know,
like I said, you know what you're getting into at the gym. I know I'm going to get sweaty. I know I'm you know, swabbing down the machines, you know, as I go. You know what I mean? And then we talked to the guy. He was like, hopefully they won't make us shut the gym down.
Yeah, so they might even shut down the gym.
That hurt my heart.
They shut down the gym. Like, where are we going to go to work out?
Right. So kids are out of school. There's no sports.
No sports.
No sports to watch. We really not going anywhere.
Nope.
Can't even go work out.
And the gas is cheap.
Right.
But you can't really go anywhere.
Let's just drive. Let's just drive to the sunset. I'm horrible.
With a hazmat suit on.
And people can't make money right now.
Yeah. The hourly people. The school substitutes.
Anybody that works in
security.
The school. Yeah.
Anybody that's hourly.
Hourly.
They're out of money right mm-hmm. now.
Or like even if you're a bartender and your bar's open. There's not a lot of people buying drinks and, you know, being out and social. It's just bad for everyone. But we do have a solution.
And what is that?
Well, you know, as we were saying when we were coming in tonight, even though it would be expensive to have the testing centers everywhere, mm-hmm. we need to do that more so than shutting stuff down.
Yeah.
We need to test people. Don't quarantine people that are healthy and not, you know, and not infected or anything like that. Let them work, but those that I think it'll be more efficient because at least you know if you're getting tested, you know, do you know you're not going to go anywhere where you can spread it, you know, to go to the doctor, and that will save time and space for people that are, you know, that don't know they're sick and just going to the doctor just to get tested.
Yeah,
just do testing centers. And aren't they doing it in other countries? You were telling me.
Yeah, I think Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really quick about it.
Mm-hmm.
But people that are sick out here in the U.S., they don't get the test, and the doctors want the test for their patients.
I mean, like,
but they can't get them. So imagine how many people actually do have it,
right?
But don't know.
Don't know. I think even if I had a fever, I would just quarantine myself.
You know? So this is just crazy. This was
not well thought out. Was not a good not a good method to contain this, you know, in my opinion. But you know who's in charge of that.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, do we ever. So anyway, enough of that. So I think we had a discussion last time. And we were talking about sex, right?
I don't know.
For pleasure? Was it created for pleasure, or was it created just to procreate?
Procreation.
So you say it was just strictly procreation.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why?
Mm-hmm. What are those?
Oh, just bad ends.
Oh, okay.
That have been chewed.
Been chewed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why isn't it for pleasure?
Well, I mean, if you follow the Bible, that's what the Bible states. And so here's the thing. Break it down. We, as a society, American society more so, we're very casual about sex now. Very, very casual. You'll have sex with somebody before you buy them a hamburger. You'd be like, I'm not buying that dude a hamburger, but you'll invite him over to spend the night with you, but you won't take him for a meal, will you? Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, see? We're too casual about sex. We're very casual. That has come from us, you know, just having sex willy-nilly just because we have the urge. You know what I mean? So now we're a sex-crazed
society.
And, you know, we're comparing people. Like, if we didn't, so, like, the person that you marry is a person that you're with forever. You would never know if they're good or bad. They're 2 minutes or 30 minutes. You never know. You would never know. We've had so many partners, you know, we want, you know, the guy that's not so great, we're like, eh. But had we been the way I think God intended it, you know, then we wouldn't be like comparing, like, oh my gosh, he's terrible in bed. He's done that.
Okay.
You know?
Finish your point.
Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Okay, but on the other side of that,
mm-hmm.
Why do we get urges then? Why do people have urges like that?
Well, that's human nature.
Exactly. It's human nature to want sex.
To want it. That don't mean you gotta go get it. I want $1 million, but I can't have.
What about those that can't have children? Then what? Should they not have sex at all?
Probably not. I don't know. That I don't know.
Yeah, so shouldn't they be able to enjoy it child free?
I mean, I think so.
You think so?
You know, but I mean, again, if you're thinking about society and the moral value of things, you know, what were we taught? Sex was for married people, right? Sex was for the married.
Well, I think that was just our parents to, you know, their way of
but again,
trying to keep us up.
Again, that's our loose society.
Oh, hey, Marty.
Our society is super loose.
Okay.
And even with myself.
Let's ask Marty. Marty, do you think sex is for pleasure or strictly for procreation? Only to make babies when you're married.
I'm not going to say strictly, but what it was intended for.
What's it intended for?
Yeah, intended for, originally. You know.
I mean, it does complicate things.
It
makes things more emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people do it, especially children.
Because when you come together and sex, you become one.
He said both, but intended is procreation.
Mm-hmm.
So for both, for pleasure. So I mean, if you're gonna procreate, then why not
enjoy it?
Enjoy it while you can. But for those people that, like I said, that can't have children
or don't want,
what about them? So should they just not do anything?
So they shouldn't go around screwing the world either.
So they shouldn't do anything. So so for the people, okay, so Marty, you're saying for the people that can't have children
or don't want
children, should they have sex or not? Mm-hmm. Let's see. He says they can do it for pleasure, but be safe. That's what I'm saying. He says, but be safe.
Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, Marty. That's awesome. Thanks. Yeah. Great. That's answer. A great answer. They can do that, but be safe. And then what about the ones that keep procreating that don't have any money?
Oh.
That have like 10 and 12 kids.
Or, not really doing it to make a family. If you want to have 10, 20 kids, you and your husband, and you plan to be responsible people and take care of them, that's excellent.
He says irresponsible.
Irresponsible.
Yeah. Like, if you can't afford the first child.
Stop right there.
Why have eight more? Are you going to have eight more? Right. Yeah, children are not like, an
puppies.
Accessory.
They're not puppies. That's right. They're not puppies.
You have to spend time with those children.
A great responsibility.
Do stuff with them and spend money on them.
And love them. And
it's
teach
a waste
them.
Of tax dollars who we all are paying. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because we end up paying for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they don't develop correctly, they send them to school.
Yeah.
They get an IEP. Next thing you know, they're getting a check for that.
Much more. Yeah. I don't.
So yeah, in that case, the procreation, that is being irresponsible.
Yeah.
So yeah, they shouldn't do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they have like so many.
But it's the child that suffers. It's the
and
child.
It's right. And then,
because I don't care how great a mom you are. If you have 6, 7 kids, every child is different. You know that. Your two children are different. You only have two. Two vastly different personalities.
Yes.
How can you if you've got 6 or 7 different personalities to deal with every day, somebody's going to get lost in the shuffle. When people have a large family, there's always that one kid that's, little Jimmy, we know he's headed for the pen or, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, something. You know what I mean? I just don't think you can give all of them what they need.
Well, all the same. So you don't think you can give the kids all the same love and attention?
I don't.
If you so how many children do you think you can give the equal, same love? Yeah, equal.
For
love
me,
and attention
if I had to do it one.
So what do you think, Marty? Like, how many children can you give equal love and attention to? Do you think one? One maybe?
One or two.
What's up, Yetin? I don't know if I'm saying that right. So yeah, we're talking about like sex, like, do you think it's strictly for procreation or do you think it's like for pleasure? And then we started talking about the people that keep having children and they're being irresponsible. That's what Marty said, which is awesome. And so now we're saying, like, how many children can you have that you can give equal love and attention to?
And my
two
answer,
at best.
Yep.
Marty said two at best. Mm-hmm. We won't be surprised if one is if one is neglected. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Because when we had to help out my youngest, the oldest is like, What about me? Yeah. So now we had to shift gears help him. And so now we're kind of doing it equal.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think one.
One.
You know?
That's my answer.
It's really hard. You don't love one more than the other.
But one may be special needs, for example.
One, because they're both different. Mm-hmm, so you're right. So one child might need more than the other.
And that's always going to weigh heavily on the child that doesn't need the help. And if it is a special needs child that the older sibling will have to look after, that's kind of their responsibility.
Yeah.
And they're bred into that responsibility for the rest of their lives. Because,
and then they'll grow up resenting that child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had to take care of you.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
And when the parents pass away, who's responsible? It's the oldest child's responsibility. That's going to fall on their shoulders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you were special needs, I'd have to be providing for you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're terrible.
You'd provide for yourself if you were special needs.
No, I wouldn't.
You would. I'm gonna put a nice little dress on.
She makes me do things. She makes me do things with men.
Just want to kiss you.
Okay, holiday
heart.
What's
up, sluts? Oh my gosh, I need glasses. STAV.
Stav?
Like Gustav. I said Gustav. Yeah, so hey, join the discussion. We're talking about, you know, is sex for pleasure or strictly for procreation in children? Okay, I think you're done with that now. So she finished her stuff, her asparagus, right? It's asparagus. Yeah.
It's so flavored.
And so now she's butter. Like just licking the...
Just licking the buttery residue.
Licking the from the butter pan. And, that's so okay, sad. It's gross.
It's delicious though. Gosh.
Okay.
I should just made the residue.
Oh, we got a call. Oh, okay. Oh no, he went away. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, if call back again. I missed it. I was looking like at her lick this pan. And I'm just like in awe right now.
Disgusting,
like,
huh?
Yeah, like, well, wow. I need to make she's oil. Really doing this.
I need to make like an oil that we can dip bread in. That would be, taste it, really. It's good.
I've tasted it.
Okay. The oil is like really, it's like butter and olive oil and seasonings. And,
okay,
you don't want to taste it?
I'm good.
Okay. But that would be a good oil to dip bread in, right?
Okay.
Like, have you ever been
do you guys dip your bread in olive oil?
Yeah, Mediterranean.
Well, that's like a Mediterranean dish or something. Well, I don't know.
They do that. They have like the oil and a little thing when you dip your bread in it.
Dip your
and like the oil is flavored.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
So where are you guys from? Let me know. Type it up. Where are you guys from?
Oh my gosh.
Anybody there? Marty, where are you from? Yatin. Where are you from? Boo boo.
I'll be back. I'm gonna go.
Where are you from?
Okay.
Anyone? Oh, okay. Yatin is from India.
Oh, wow. I'm going to take this.
Yeah, take that. Okay, cool. Oh, this one, he's from Miami, living in Kentucky. Oh, yeah, I like Miami. You know, it's pretty cool. Oh, this one is from Australian. Oh, he says Australian. Australia. Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for participating. This is so awesome. So normally we like would come on earlier, but you know, we had a heck of a day today. Is it like a ghost town where you guys are too? Is everyone staying inside? Everyone's afraid to come out and be near each other now? Is that how it is? Because I know it's like that. When I was going to work on Friday, I'm like, wow, there was hardly any traffic, and since the schools are closed down out here on the East Coast in the DC Maryland area, I seriously doubt there's gonna be any traffic. So Marty, when you say not really, but the city has a different, it does, right? I don't know, it's like the vibe is not a vibrant vibe, it's more like a depressed death vibe or something, you know? It's like a fear vibe. Because, okay, so Marty was saying that the city has a different vibe now. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like, yeah, it's just, the whole air is just different. No?
Oh,
no, we're not. Millennial, put your phone down. Yeah, so it's really weird. It's hard to explain, like, what kind of vibe it is the energy is just off now. I don't know.
Tell them how fun it was going to the stores, being the only people there.
It is pretty fun. I mean, you do get good service now because you're the only person in there.
Got specialized help in the body.
Yeah. So, oh, can we help you? Sure. Oh, and then, you know, they walk you over and talk to you and, you know, it's really explain what the product does. But, you know, because before if people were in there, they just, okay, here you are right here. Okay, bye. You know, but now, yeah. But yeah, you're right. The vibe is different. So anyway, this whole virus thing has really changed our lives. you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's just...
Well, I have a lot to say about it. I have a lot to say about it. I mean, of course, we should always take our, you know, precautions, but I don't feel like we should be, you know, allowing this to run our lives. Exactly. Take your precautions and be careful. Wash your hands. But we should have been washing our hands in the first place. We should have been doing that in the first place. We shouldn't need to be told to do that. That should be just second nature. You go to the restroom, you wash your hands, you shake hands, you wash your hands. I mean, I feel like we probably could have avoided this had we practiced better hygiene in the beginning. Now, as far as being afraid, I'm not. There you go. Common freaking sense. That's what we've been preaching like all day, ever since this started. Common freaking sense. There you go. Yeah. So I don't think that. Yeah. Common sense. Just let's just practice it. Let's give that out at any given time. Let's sell that at the stores. Common sense. Common sense.
How much would you sell common sense for?
It's priceless. But you know, I'm gonna let you have it today for 99 cents.
For 99 cents. 99 cents for some common sense.
99 cents for some common sense. Oh.
That's the music.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
99 cents.
Common freaking sense. That's what we need. A double dose of that.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. We should have been doing that in the first place. Because we were always taught that. When you shake hands, you know, no matter where you are, if you're at church shaking hands or at any event, you wash your hands. Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't know what those people have been doing beforehand.
Right.
You know?
And a lot of people don't. They did a poll. It was 69% of people didn't wash their hands after the restroom. Mm. Are you kidding me right now? Like, are you serious? No, that's not.
Have they ever heard of Typhoid Mary?
Hey, fecal matter under the fingernails. Hello. I'm not trying to do that.
She used to cook for people.
And she didn't know better.
She was a carrier.
Oh, yeah.
So she didn't think she didn't die from it.
Oh, so she just spread it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst kind.
Yeah, because she worked for rich families.
You're the worst kind. You're carrying the disease.
She's a carrier.
You never got it.
So I'm wondering how many people are carriers for this disease.
Well, they said that younger people are carriers. As a matter of fact, they were on the radio. Live radio, because I'm connected to the community because I listen to live radio.
Okay, so she's like picking on me. She's bullying me because I listen to satellite where I have access to NPR
news. If a siren was coming on locally in your area, you wouldn't hear it. It would be delayed. Your warning would be delayed.
Whatever.
So they were saying 99% of the people that get it will survive. It's going to get worse, but 99% of the people will survive when they get it. So, you know, and they said that they're protecting the older people, not the 30 and 40 year olds that are young and, you know, healthy enough to fight it off. But he said, Nana and Grandpa, that's who we are protecting right now.
So like our parents.
Yeah, our parents' age. Exactly.
So 60 and up pretty much.
Yeah. I'm going to say 60 and kind of with pre-existing, you know, underlying issues or whatever, with a compromised immune system. But probably I'm gonna say like 65 and up.
65
There's some healthy 65 year olds. So
what's up, cheerio. Yeah, there are some. There's some that can climb two flights of stairs and not be winded myself. Oh my gosh, because I struggle with that.
You'll get the stairs.
One day. Like, what is that stair climber? The stair climber we did at the gym.
Oh my God.
So we tried to do the stair climber at the gym. We stayed on that thing
The 2 minutes was a struggle.
2 minutes.
That's the hardest 2 minutes of my life.
We did not do that at all.
So that lets us know we need to focus on that. We need to focus.
Hello, Ralph Williams podcast. Yeah, so we couldn't do that at all. And my friend's like, what? You couldn't do two minutes?
That thing is brutal.
No, we couldn't do 2 minutes.
That thing is brutal.
Barely. I don't even think we did two
minutes. We did two. Now, I was proud of my 2 minutes. Oh, yes. I did 2 minutes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Because if you go too slow,
it made me more tired.
Yeah, but if you go faster,
it was a little better at a faster pace. A little better. Like I was stepping. Yeah,
but I feel like I'm going to fall off that thing because it's so tall.
I was holding on. I need to hold on now. I was holding on, so I didn't. So I didn't feel like that, but going slow, I felt like I was just drudging, you know, just drudging up the stairs. Yeah. Like, oh, woo, I'm never going to get there.
Yeah.
So I was, no. So I had to go, I had to quicken my pace.
Yeah. Quicken your pace. Yeah. Yeah. That was just a bit too much.
That's something, you know, to work for. That's a very challenging piece of equipment.
Do you guys work out?
That deserves to be tamed.
Yeah, team, do you guys work out? Because, I mean, it's like, it's hard to get back in there. Mm-hmm. Especially after you just have done nothing for so long. You know?
Yeah. Or, I mean, even if you, like, don't work on, even if you go to the gym and you don't work that machine, to, you know, it's new to you. It's new to your muscles. It's working a different group. You know what I mean? It might be a group that you've never worked before. So, it's challenging. It felt good, though. I like the way I feel after I work out.
I want to know what kind of enhancers or whatever Photoshop programs do the people use on Instagram?
Oh, I know. That's
that's what filters, I want to know.
Like filters, right?
Yeah, is it filters?
You can get them.
Because I know, like,
your face. You can
erase, like, part of your body.
Yeah, I'm starting to eat for this stomach, man. Can I etch in some abs?
As these kids are looking at this stuff,
thinking that's real.
Right. We didn't have that. You know, you look at the old videos from the 80s. Like all that stuff.
It's all grainy.
Real.
It's all grainy.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, like all the women's bodies and stuff, they were all real.
Hair was real. Eyelashes were real. Everything.
Nobody had like these weird big butts or like
alien enhanced body.
Yeah, like it. Everything was real.
I mean, and you know, and I don't, and I'm pro plastic surgery. I don't care what people say.
Yes, you are.
But I think, you know, keep it in perspective. You don't want to go to your family reunion. They don't know who you are. Like, you know what I mean? Don't, you know, if you, because we were looking at those pictures I was showing you yesterday. Some people need a little, you know, they might want to. They don't need it, but they might want to get a little something done.
A makeover.
A little makeover.
Yes.
And the gym, and people can argue this all day. The gym will get you right. The gym will get you in the shape you want to be, but it's not going to give you curves. If you desire curves, a more curvaceous body, the gym's not going to give you that.
So do you guys agree with plastic surgery or not? So how do they do curves? Like, how do they even...
When he lipo 360s, you see, you need to watch the video with me and you can see how they do that.
But they're not messing with bones or anything.
Of course not. They're getting all this and they ram the little rod. It's lipo 360. So that means, you know, from, you know, all the way around your waist, all the way around a complete circle.
So they heat it up, heat your cellulite up.
No, they put the rod. They don't heat it up. They're just sucking out the fat. Yeah, getting the fat out. You got to watch the thing with me.
Like, that has to be like a gentle procedure.
No, hurry up and get it. If it's gentle, it'll take 50 hours.
No,
you can't stay under that
but
long.
That can hit like blood vessels and
they
rupture.
They know what they're doing. Go to a reputable place. That's why do you think I'm always researching? I'm learning. I'm finding out this person, you find out this person had deaths. You find out their track record. Did this person get infections? You know, does this doctor give infections?
You guys, if you haven't noticed, she's really into this.
If there's something I want to know about, I'll research it. And you know, I'm always looking at pictures. But I want to do my part in the gym, too. I want to get to the best me in the gym. And then if I need some other work done, then I will pursue that.
He said she's fired up.
I'm just explaining passionately.
Yeah, she is fired up.
Explaining.
Yeah, she's fired up. You have that right.
Because you're thinking like, oh, they're going to hit bones and they're going to hit muscles and they're going to scrape a rib with the rod. No, not if they know what they're doing.
Yeah. So how many deaths does the doctor have that you looked up?
None.
None?
None. Yeah.
Let's hope it stays that way.
I hope so too.
She's fired up.
fired up.
I'm just
passionately explaining
every day
for those who want to know about this. Every day, I got the answers. Okay,
she calls me. She sends me.
Was it nice? And I know you're not. And now I know you're not watching them.
She sends me videos about
and my heart is broken
about the, I will not watch surgery.
Well, then
I will not watch surgery.
Don't be asking questions like, "She got a scraped rib."
I will ask the question.
You can find out for yourself. You will
but
know.
I do not want to
never
see
rely on anybody else's information.
Split open.
What did Diamond teacher say? Never rely on anybody else's information.
I will rely on your information for that because I do not want to know. I don't want to see it. That's
why?
What I'm saying.
It's the human
I watched that 600-pound life.
That's outside the body.
No, they do the stomach thing.
Oh, the gastric bypass,
and I can barely stomach that.
Really,
I have to turn away.
Really,
but I wanted to be a mortician.
You're just—I don't think you'd be. You'd just be like embalming.
Yeah,
not cutting open and sewing up, and maybe sewing up. Yeah,
maybe.
And I would have done the makeup. I would have done the makeup.
You would have done the makeup.
Yeah, the makeup and the hair. Yeah, that would have been cool.
Oh, so I embalm the bodies and you do makeup.
I make
and
them
hair,
look good. Yeah.
And you make them look good. Because, you know, they put really bad wigs on
casket
some people.
Casket worthy. Yeah. See, I would do better than that.
You would do better.
Oh, yeah.
You make them look like a prostitute.
No, they would be just casket ready. Oh, casket sharp.
Casket. Okay.
Casket sharp. Yeah.
You know, okay. Sharp. So we're going to, that's our saying now. You look casket
you
sharp.
Casket sharp.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
You never heard that before?
No.
Yeah, I heard it before.
No, that must be some mom saying.
That must be some old person.
Old person.
Yeah.
You look casket sharp. I mean, so.
Or like it's like a country slang, probably. Girl, you casket sharp.
Wow.
Ain't
yeah,
you?
That must have come from mom or something. Because that sounds like
you gotta look good in your casket, right? You gotta look good in your casket. That's all I'm saying.
That's crazy.
You gotta look good in your casket.
That's crazy. So, Marty,
don't
how
you
do
you look sharp in your casket?
I'm gonna be cremated and turn into a diamond.
Oh my god!
You know they do that now, right, guys? They can cremate you, and then they can turn you into jewelry. So you can be like made into like a pink diamond, a black diamond. A blue dot, your birthstone. Yeah, and you
how?
Can be
What's
born.
The procedure? What's the procedure?
I don't know how
then you give it to your relatives.
Yeah, the way they make artificial diamonds, but you can.
Oh, like in a lab, the laboratory type. Wow.
Yeah, they take your ashes and they you know, pressure them.
Yeah.
And you come out
and make it into a stone.
Yeah, like you. Oh, I don't have on my ring, but.
You want to turn ash into a diamond?
Yeah.
That's coal that they. It has to be,
but they can do that. It's something they put together.
Okay. But it's got to be like not, it's mixed with something else. It's not just the ashes with a chemical with something else. So probably. How much of me is gonna be like a speck of me, and the rest of
they use like everything. And so you could be a necklace, you could be like a tennis bracelet.
Oh my god!
You know, of course so you would have to pay for like the gold plated or whatever.
Well, your family would pay for.
Yeah. So they started like $2,000. You know,
like
that's not bad at all.
Carrot $2,000.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
So, but I heard, and I don't know this to be true, when you are cremated and you're put in the urn. So when you're in the kiln, whatever they burn you in, kiln, I don't know, the oven.
That's what they do, pottery.
Yeah. Right?
They don't cremate you with pottery, guys, okay?
You're in the kiln, the death kiln. So whatever, the oven, the cremation oven, I'll just keep it simple. There's other people's ashes in there, too. So it's mixed with you, right?
That's not what they say.
So are they sweeping? It's probably rain. Are they sweeping out the kiln?
They probably
the kiln of death.
They probably would have to. But anyway, whatever the case is, the majority of it is you. So
majority.
You know they cremate you with like your clothes on.
Really?
Yeah. If you want to go in a suit, they'll put you. Your family can dress you.
Cremate me naked.
You want to be naked?
Yeah. What's the clothes are not gonna. You want flesh to be burned, not my clothes.
So anyway,
donate that to somebody that needs the outfit.
Well, that's what the lady was telling me from Palms Mortuary. Like Bad Boys.
Yeah. It's really a palm.
In Las Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's right there off of on Las Vegas.
And you asked her, how'd you get to this conversation?
I was at a function.
At the mortuary.
No, oh, no,
funeral.
No.
Oh, what?
It was like a business thing, a networking thing.
Oh, she was there. Oh, and they had a booth.
Yeah.
You thinking of you dying soon?
Come on. She was going around talking to people.
Wow. That's an uncomfortable conversation. She was bold to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's her job.
This is Palms Mortuary booth. Right. Nobody was like, that's why she probably swear she had to go out and meet the crowd. Nobody was coming to her booth.
To talk about the end.
your final wishes. Nobody's coming to that booth, you know.
So
she had to do her thing.
But yeah, drum but, up her own. But if anything, I'd want to be made into like a ring.
Oh, God. I told
my oldest son, I said, if you like, you can give me to your wife.
Oh,
he said,
no.
Mommy, no.
See, even the child knew better than that. My God.
He said, Mommy, no. That's... I would keep it for myself.
And whoever he marries don't want the ring of his dead mama. You don't want the ring. No.
What's wrong with that? That means it's that's creepy. Love.
It's creepy.
I would wear. No,
creepy.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. See? Creepy.
Yeah,
creepy.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, it's creepy. Yeah. No. So, my love, my dearest, my fairest Serenique, will you marry me? And I'm going to give you the ring. Now, this was once my mom. There's no way you can nicely say that. There's no way you can romanticize that. There's no way you can. Mm-mm.
Well, so you have to take my ashes and make two diamonds. One for my oldest, one for the youngest.
It better be. No, if he's planning to give that to a future spouse, it better be at least 8 carats. And she might think about it. But I doubt it.
But he already said he wouldn't do it. I guess he said he'd keep it around his neck.
Thank God the child's got good sense.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Common sense.
There we go again.
Common sense.
I'm blown away right now. I'm blown away.
I'm just saying. Mm-mm. I'm just saying. So with all this, coronavirus going around, it has us
messing
talking
up
about
my life.
It has us talking about death.
Messing up. No, you're the one that's a friendly death conversation. Making a ring of, I can't even repeat it.
Diamonds from ashes.
Yeah.
That's like the new hip thing now. Don't you watch the most expensivest?
No, I'm too busy watching surgery
videos.
With
the two chains guy?
No, I'm watching surgery videos.
They throw like parties and, like these huge functions for their final party.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they make like diamonds and stuff, like real nice stuff that you would think it came from Tiffany's.
So say there is like somebody that really couldn't afford, or they don't have a family to, buy the ashes and put them in a set, in a ring set, whatever, ring, earrings, whatever. So those ashes are just like donated to the lab and they can sell at the store.
Well, you can keep it.
No, say that, I don't have any family or friends and I'm cremated. There's nobody there to pick
up. What? I don't know what happens to people.
They
like
donate
that.
It. That's probably how they started making it.
No, they have to locate the nearest relative.
If they can't, then what?
I mean, there has to be somebody.
Maybe they're hiding.
They have to donate.
If you're a terrible person,
they have
life.
To contact the nearest relative.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're a terrible person, there's somebody out there.
Maybe.
So
people have died alone with no relatives, though.
Yeah. And what do they do with them?
I don't know.
That's crazy. I never thought
about
that.
They just cremate them
and then, I mean, where do they put them? I mean,
if they know their name, they might scatter it at sea. I really have no idea. I've done no research on that.
Marty, have you heard of that?
But it happens. I'm sure it happens.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, I guess.
So, like, say you're here from another country and, your relatives are somewhere really far away and I don't know if they're searching the globe for your family, because they'll probably post it in the newspaper, et cetera, et cetera, yeah. Do an online advertisement. But if, you know, they miss you, you're somewhere remote, like the mountains of Siberia.
Zanzibar.
Yeah, somewhere very, very remote. Then, you know, you're alone.
You're just done.
You're alone, yeah.
So. And that's exactly why I took off that corset. Because I did not want to go alone.
Well, you would have been a pretty diamond, though.
Diamonds are forever.
You really want to be cremated?
Yeah, we've already talked about that. Oh, and it's cheaper and it's better for the environment.
Don't cremate me.
Remember what the guy said that we met at the gym, and they had to move all those bodies in San Francisco so they could have more land. Yeah. What do you think is going to happen with all the land that's being occupied by graveyards?
Just move my body.
They're going to need it.
Get permission from whomever.
And what if you don't have anybody?
Then they're going to move me anyway.
What if I've already moved to France?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I've met Habib and we're gone.
Well, I'm going to put wherever you are, I'm going to have a forwarding address. So they can contact you.
So they can go ship you to me?
Or they just ask your permission. Can we move her? Can we move your sister's body? How you know I'm a doctor?
I'm just have you cremated.
No, you're not. If that's not my final wishes.
Well, if you don't have anything in writing.
You think I'm not going to put something in writing? Especially knowing that you want to burn me up? Nah, I know you want to burn me up.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm about to contact, what's that? What's the little thing you can do it yourself?
Are you still a notary?
Yeah, I'm still a notary.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can notarize it yourself? Oh, you can't notarize your own. Uh-uh. Just gonna notarize that. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys.
I'll leave a Facebook Live and a YouTube.
Wow.
Do not cremate me. My sister's gonna try to burn me up. Don't let her do it. I'm gonna have like a sign with an X, you know, like, do not let her do it.
Yeah.
That serves as a will.
And I'm going to come along and protest. What is it? Contest that will. Contest that will.
They're like, ma'am, she clearly has here that she does not want you to do that.
Did she sign for it?
It's her voice. She's clear, adamantly stating that that's not what she wants
to do. At that time.
I am a sound mind and body. Do not let this person. I'm going to have your picture like a big, like, you know, framed picture.
And I'm going to do like R. Kelly. That's not me.
Actually,
that picture is digitized.
No, it's in a frame. This is the real deal.
That picture is not me.
I got her date of birth. I got all her information. Don't let her do me in, y'all. Don't let her burn me up.
Not me.
Me and the flames don't do well together. Don't let her do it.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, thank you guys for listening to our quarantine edition.
Wow.
So I guess stay strong, stay healthy. We're going to get through this.
Wash those hands.
Wash your hands, especially the under the fingernails.
I know y'all were doing that anyway. Why our listeners have common sense.
That's right.
Our listeners have good common sense, and you're doing what you're supposed to do. So please stay healthy, take the precautions, protect our elderly and those most vulnerable, and peace and blessings.
And you can reach me.
And don't let her cremate me, y'all.
Oh, don't worry. That's already a done deal. Mm-mm. And I can be reached at Positive ECS. Is that okay? PositiveECS.com. That's where you can go to my website. And you can follow me on the gram and all the other places.
Chicks love the gram.
And what about you? Where can you be reached?
Probably Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Am I your friend on Facebook?
I don't know. You changed your handle.
Oh, I did, huh?
Yes.
Okay, I have to befriend my sister on Facebook because I don't even know if we're connected yet. So that's crazy. Yeah, but I did change it. I probably deleted that too.
I know.
But
that's
yeah.
All right.
So anyway, positiveecs@gmail.com. That's my Gmail. And positiveecs.com. That's my website. So follow me there. Follow me here on Podbean. If you guys have podcasts, let me know so I can tell the world about you.
And we got also, one more thing to do.
Oh, wait. And to end our show, we have one more thing. We're going to take this shot.
It's a teeny tiny shot.
Yeah, right.
Clink.
What is this?
G to the I to the N.
It's gin Bombay.
Ooh, I don't know if I can do it.
Oh, my gosh. Are the bagels ready?
Yes. Because
my head is starting to hurt already. All right, here we go. I'm going to take this shot.
One,
two,
three.
my gosh.
That wasn't so bad.
Oh, I need a chaser.
Oh, God.
Okay. Woo! Marty has a show. Woo! Oh, yes, Marty. Yes.
Woo! Mm. It wasn't so bad. It was still smooth, though, wasn't it?
Mm.
It was smooth, though, right? But I feel it, like, right here in the pit of my stomach.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
You can see her face I'm right sorry. There. It's a sour, sour face. It looks like the tragedy of tragedy and comedy.
Oh, like, it does.
It's a tragedy face.
You're the happy one.
I'm
the sad one. Oh, my gosh. My lips are numb.
It wasn't that bad. Oh. Is it because I'm used to drinking?
Mm. You're a lush.
That was smooth.
My lips are numb.
It's
now.
Better than tequila.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
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 oh
my gosh.
Oh. Okay.
It was not that bad.
Okay, guys. There you go now.
We have to put her to bed.
My mouth is numb.
Oh. Wow.
Really? Yeah, this is like, and it's burning. It's burning. Okay.
It was not that bad. It really wasn't that bad.
Okay, yeah. All right. We're going to go for real now. So, Marty has a show. What is it called? The Marty Show? I don't know. Well, send it to me, Marty. And I can't talk now. I can't talk now. It's her fault.
A teeny tiny shot was not. That's an average shot glass size.
This shot was not. Oh my gosh.
It's an average shot size.
My brain is like farting right now, so I can't even say anything. Okay, Timeless Tunes Podcast. Okay, so that's Marty's Timeless Tune. What time do you come on, Marty? Let me know so I can tell the world. So you guys, to catch the sisters, we come on Saturdays. We haven't gotten down the time
yet.
Yeah,
one time or another.
Yeah, sometimes it's at 11 a.m., sometimes at 2 p.m. What is it now?
It's 10:35.
It's like, yeah, so sometimes it's at 10.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
so,
this is the latest we ever did.
Yeah, this is the latest. So, yeah, but Marty has a podcast, Timeless Tunes Podcast. I don't know what time it comes on, so hopefully.
And if you're listening to this late, take a shot with us.
Yeah, take a shot. It's quarantine.
If you drink.
If you don't drink, then take a shot of orange juice.
Or water.
But orange juice is good too because it's vitamin C.
Yep.
And put a whole bunch of emergency in it.
Yep.
That'll make you feel real good. It'll fizz going all the way down. And then top it off with some Pop Rocks.
Okay.
Some Pop Rocks candy.
Probably not.
And some soda.
Yeah, probably.
And just let it. Okay. I'm sorry. I went back to the 80s.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Marty, thanks for participating with us. Everybody that participated with us. We are going to go. We'll be back next Saturday.
Yeah.
I do Motivational Mondays, and that's I try to do it early in the morning. Hey, we got 2 weeks off, so I should be able to do it this time. So I come on Mondays by myself, and I try to talk serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I don't know, we might do something on Friday. Say I got a few recorded shows. Okay, good. I'll follow and tune in. Yeah, thanks, Marty, and I'll follow you too. So we can listen to your pre-recorded shows because that sounds really cool. Okay. All right, so thank you guys for tuning in to us. And if you have any comments, send it to us, like us, and we will see you soon.
Peace and blessings.
Stay healthy, wash those hands, no typhoid disease going on either. All right, bye. Thank you.